It's 8:37. There's a new documentary called Waiting for Superman, which has nothing to do with superheroes, has everything to do with the education system in America, which, of course, is an ongoing battle and an ongoing controversial subject. The movie takes the opinion that public education is bad and that charter schools are the way to save American education. Diane Ravitch disagrees. Diane is a professor of education at NYU. She's also part of the Brookings Institution and wrote a terrific book. In fact, she's written several terrific books, but her latest one was The Death and Life of the Great American School System, How Testing and Choice are Undermining Education. She and I had a great conversation about it when it came out in March of this year, and so I invited her to join me this morning and talk about the movie and the issue. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good morning. Just great. Thank you.
Great to have you back on the show. You've seen the documentary. What was your reaction?
Well, I thought it was very slick, very Hollywood, very propagandistic, very one-sided. It was not a balanced account of the kinds of problems that American education faces, that teachers face every day, that American families are facing. It's very simplistic in its approach, which is that public schools stink. Public schools are filled with bad teachers. The reason that kids get low test scores is because they have bad teachers, and that the answer is privatization and charter schools. It's really a call for something like the demolition of American public education, and it presents the private sector as the answer to everything. I think it's a very misleading and deceptive and very propagandistic film.
Do you feel this is part of a movement in the last several years against public education?
Yeah, there's no question in my mind. This is a very well-funded, just the fact that this got the kind of rollout that it did. NBC devoted almost a week of programming to selling this point of view. They had hour after hour of people on, and they all had the same point of view. Oprah devoted two shows to Davis Guggenheim, the producer, in this movie. This is the most amazing, well-funded, again, slick effort to say American public education stinks, handed over to the entrepreneurs. The people on Wall Street are really interested in creating profit centers. This is not the way to go. There's no country in the world that has succeeded by privatizing its schools.
And that's not to say that there aren't some absolutely fabulous private schools here in the St. Louis area and all across the country.
Oh, for sure. There are absolutely one. In fact, there are not only some excellent private schools, there are some excellent charter schools. But what we know about the charter schools is that they don't produce better results on average because, in addition to some excellent charter schools, there are some absolutely terrible charter schools. Most of them are about the same as regular public schools.
And the movie even quotes a statistic that I think it's 1 in 5 charter schools get better test scores out of their kids than public schools do.
That's right. It's actually 17%. And there are many more terrible charter schools than there are excellent ones. And part of the problem with the movie is just what you said now, which is test scores are not the only measure of a school. I know that test scores are one measure. But a lot of the schools that are claiming to be excellent schools, all they're doing is drilling the kids. The kids come out really not well prepared for college or for jobs or for anything, but they got good test scores.
Yeah.
We've fallen for this fantasy that if we just focus on the test scores, we have good schools. And oddly enough, in the movie, the one nation they keep holding up as the excellent nation is Finland. Finland doesn't test its kids endlessly the way they do. They make sure that all children get a very balanced curriculum of the arts and science and history and foreign languages. They all have to learn a foreign language. And they get great results. When the kids sit down to take the international test, they do very, very well because they got a good education, not because they've been tested every other day.
Not only that, didn't Finland put on a national effort, and I mean an effort in that country that was akin to our efforts to get to the moon in the 60s, Finland undertook an educational boost that included getting the parents much more involved than they ever had been before, something that I don't think is talked about often enough in this country.
Well, that's exactly right. They not only focus on family, responsibility of family. Many of the children, when they arrive at school in Finland, are already reading. And the other thing they focused on was improving the quality of teachers. Now, we talk about that, and the documentary talks about it, and all these foundations talk about improving the quality of teachers. Their approach is firing teachers, and you don't improve the teacher force by lots of firings. What you do is you demoralize it. In Finland, they put their focus on a long-term plan to say, let's recruit very, very able people, the best people. Let's train them. Let's make sure that they have lots of support when they enter the classroom. They made a very positive long-term effort to improve the quality of teaching. And I've spoke to many Finnish educators who, when you ask them what's the secret of your success, they say good teaching, great teaching. And we support and respect our educators. What we're doing in this country is demoralizing our educators by this constant negative talk, saying that they're terrible and they are responsible for everything, not the family and not anybody else, and not the popular culture, by the way, these kids get involved in and that drags them down. But families have as much to do with the outcomes in school as the teachers do, and there are many studies that say that families are even more responsible than the teachers.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris talking with education expert Diane Ravitch about a new documentary called Waiting for Superman, which has been hyped tremendously as being a realistic look at the American education system, although it really is designed more to hype charter schools and diss public schools in this country, and particularly to teach to diss the teachers' union. I mean, the head of the teachers' union is almost made out to be the villain in this movie. Do you see a regular onslaught on the notion of teachers being unionized?
Well, sure, of course. In this movie, the unions are presented as the enemy. And this is kind of ridiculous because what unions do is they protect teachers' rights, the due process. And the movie asserts that tenure is a lifetime guarantee. It's not a lifetime guarantee. But all that it means for teachers in school, not university professors, have a lifetime employment guarantee. Teachers have a guarantee of due process. If somebody wants to fire them, they're entitled to a hearing. The unions are in the states that have the highest performance. There are unions. Massachusetts, top-scoring state in the U.S., has the union. Finland, 100% unionized. Southern states, no unions, very weak unions. Have the lowest performance. I mean, there is just no correlation whatever between having a union or not having a union. Of course, unions negotiate their contracts with management. If management needs to get tougher, it should get tougher. But cracking down on the union and removing all rights from teachers is not the way to go.
Diane, as I've told you before, I am the son of two educators. Both of my parents spent more than two decades as public school educators, and so I have a particular closeness to the profession. But let's both agree that there are bad teachers, and perhaps too many of them. I would suggest that more than one is too many bad teachers in the system. How do we get rid of them, and how do we fix the problem of bad teachers in America?
Well, the first thing is you need to have good principals. Teachers don't hire themselves. Teachers don't evaluate themselves. So if there are bad teachers, you need to have people running the schools who are themselves experienced educators who can, first of all, don't hire bad teachers. Second of all, visit their classrooms. If they're bad, get rid of them. Don't give them protections. Don't give them due process. In most states, it takes 3 years. Sometimes it's two. That's too short. But it should be at least 3 years of observation. And the person doing the observation has to be pretty good as an educator in order to be able to say, this person doesn't belong in a classroom, you don't get tenure. So that the removing bad teachers is a job not for Hollywood, but for the principal. I was particularly disturbed the other day to learn that the George W. Bush Institute is planning to a principal training program where they're going to be bringing in non-educators to be principals. And this institute in Texas claims that by the year 2020, they will train 50,000 non-educators to become principals. Well, how in the world are you going to get rid of bad teachers if you have someone who is a non-educator making that judgment? All they'll do is look at test scores and say, your test scores didn't go up, you're a bad teacher. What will happen then is the teachers are not going to want to be in schools where there are lots of kids with autistic kids who are not going to have big test score gains. English language learners who are not going to have big test score gains. I mean, we're just making our education system into a kind of a crazy patchwork based solely on test scores. It's not going to improve by putting non-educators in charge, but that's what's coming down the pike. And again, heavily funded by foundations who have all the answers or think they do, but they have the wrong answers.
Speaking of George W. Bush, he famously championed the No Child Left Behind legislation in 2002. Here we are 8 years later. How are we doing under No Child Left Behind?
Well, No Child Left Behind was a failure. That's a chapter in my book. It didn't improve achievement as measured by the federal test scores. And whereas I don't put a whole lot of stock in the state scores because the states can manipulate them, the federal scores move very slowly. They move up or down slowly. And we've seen very little improvement these past 8 years. In fact, there were real test score gains, particularly before No Child Left Behind. And since we've been into this phase of focusing solely on test scores, it turns out kids aren't doing any better than they were before. There have been some improvements in math, but they've been small. There are actually bigger improvements in math before No Child Left Behind. In reading, we've seen almost no change at all over these past 8 years.
Diane, we started here talking about the documentary Waiting for Superman, which, as I said, makes teachers, and particularly the teachers' union head, out to be the villain. If there are any heroes of the piece, I guess one of them would be Jeffrey Canada, who's done some innovative things with schools in Harlem, and Michelle Rhee, who is the superintendent of schools in Washington, D.C. What do you think of what they do and what they've done?
Well, I like that Jeffrey Canada has created an approach that says that it's not just what happens in the school. He does have a program that looks at very small children, or not looks at. He has something called a baby college. So he has preschool, even has almost a nursery school for children. He has services, very large social services for families, for the community. But he's heavily privately funded. I don't think this is a scalable approach. He has literally hundreds of millions of dollars that have been showered on his program by private philanthropists. And the government is, it would be wonderful if every school had the resources that Jeffrey Canada has. But if you look at his success, and he has had some success, I don't think he's created a miracle. If you look at test scores, his school did a little bit better than the regular school. No miracle there, but certainly a wonderful program, and I don't think our government is prepared to put up the money to do in every school or in every impoverished neighborhood what Jeffrey Canada has been able to do, by putting together a board of very wealthy men and raising hundreds of millions of dollars. Michelle Rhee has not proven her success. Her biggest success is a PR success. She was on the cover of Time magazine. The media decided to make a champion of her because she presented herself as the person who is going to crack down on teachers and fire teachers. And she was so disliked in Washington, D.C., that the mayor who appointed her was voted out of office. So, you know, my problem with Michelle Rhee is I don't like this idea that you become the head of the forces and then you turn around and turn your guns on the people you're supposed to lead. And in my view, and as my experience over many years, great leaders are the ones who inspire the people that work for them. They lead through inspiration, through getting people to admire them and follow them into difficult circumstances. If you think of a battlefield analogy, it would be like a general turning his guns on his troops instead of on the people that he's fighting, whereas you want to be able to have your troops follow you anywhere. Her troops didn't like her. They felt contempt, that she had contempt for them. And when the election came around, it was teachers in New York, in Washington, D.C., that were the most adamant in opposing her mayor and ultimately voting her out of office.
Very well said. Always a pleasure, Diane. Diane Ravitch is a professor of education at NYU, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and author of The Death and Life of the Great American School System, How Testing and Choice Are Undermining Education. I know you're up early in Los Angeles. I appreciate you doing that to do this with me today, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Diane Ravitch here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.